Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine will likely have to manage regular power outages at least until the end of March. Serhii Kovalenko, general director of Yasno Energy Company, wrote on his Facebook page. According to him, if Russia doesn't launch new attacks on the energy system, under current conditions of power generation, the deficit could be evenly distributed countrywide. This means that outages will be applied all over the country, but the intervals without electricity will be shorter. And if the enemy continues to launch strikes on the energy infrastructure, outages can last longer. The director of Yasno has called on Ukrainians to prepare for various outcomes, including the worst. He advises to stock up on warm clothing and think of ways to wait out the extended periods without electricity. The invaders have changed their tactics and strategy at the occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. They have stopped trying to integrate it into Russia's energy system via Crimean power networks. Their current goal now is to keep the plant out of operation after it has returned to Ukraine, says Oleksiy Zhak, Director General of the Directorate for Strategic Planning and European Integration. They are preparing the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant for the moment they will be forced to leave the station and the city of Enerhodar, the same way they were forced to leave Kherson. They are destroying everything they are able to destroy. The only thing being is that they are doing it in violation of the laws and customs of war. Any actions at nuclear sites are prohibited by the Geneva Convention. Strikes on nuclear stations are absolutely prohibited. But the Russians have taken such a step. They seem set on depriving Ukraine of all kinds of energy. And they aren't afraid to shell the plant as a risky way of haggling for the possibility of leaving the station and handing it over to Ukraine. On Tuesday, the Russian occupiers shelled the city of Horihiv in the Zaporizhia region as a result of a direct strike on a humanitarian aid post located on the premises of a school. One social worker was killed and two more women were injured. Oleksandr Staruch, head of the Zaporizhia region military administration, wrote in his Telegram channel. He reminded that on Monday, the Russian occupiers shelled the Zaporizhia region more than 80 times, with the majority of strikes targeting infrastructure facilities. The invaders were launching their strikes from the territory of the nuclear power plant. Russia has placed its bet on the policy of genocide, which is why it is destroying Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Killing electricity, water, and heat supply in winter is Russia's goal, as well as putting the lives of millions of people in direct danger. This is tantamount to using weapons of mass destruction, an absolute crime, President Volodymyr Zelensky said during his speech at the NATO Parliamentary Assembly. Therefore, it will be right if you in your parliaments designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, as the parliaments of Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Poland, and the Czech Republic have done. It will be right if your countries constantly strengthen sanctions against Russia, which has become the complete opposite of our community and the most anti-European power in the world. It is the constant strengthening of sanctions that will not allow the terrorist state to adapt and find new ways of ensuring its terror. It will be right if we prevent Russia's key terrorist plan and provide Ukraine with full protection of the sky. When Russian missiles, Iranian drones, and any other instruments of terror fail to reach their intended targets, Russia will have to do what we need, namely follow our peace formula. We remind you that the NATO Parliamentary Assembly has called for the creation of a special international tribunal regarding Russia's aggression in Ukraine and has recognized Russia as a terrorist state. No amount of pressure applied to Ukraine will bring it to negotiate on Russian terms, which are just an imitation of the negotiating process on the part of the aggressor state, said Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the presidential office head.
Російська Федерація не пропонує і ніколи не пропонувала.
The Russian Federation is not offering negotiations, and it never has. The Russian Federation uses the word negotiations in its information campaign in order to get an operational pause to accumulate additional resources. Our key political partners are absolutely aware of this. They also say that only Ukraine can be the one who initiates real negotiations. We have two principal conditions: stop firing cruise missiles at our territory and withdraw your troops. Only then our president will give a mandate on what comes next. Without reparations, a special tribunal, without a border as such, we cannot end this war.
Ми не зможемо закінчити цю війну.
Head of Ukraine's Foreign Office Дмитро Кулеба has called for a complete ban of Russian propaganda in the EU. Incitement of genocide on Russian state TV is in full swing. They admit Russia bombs out Ukraine's critical infrastructure to inflict unbearable conditions of life on civilians, and they call for more strikes, Дмитро Кулеба wrote on Twitter. Here is a fragment of a program called «Право голоса» on TV Center channel. You will hear the conversation between host Roman Babayan and Boris Chernyshov, a deputy of the Russian Duma.
Вся територія України під ударом. При этом ми б'ємо не тільки по всяким підстанціям, там ТЕЦ, там і так далі, і так далі. Ми почали бити ще й по газовій інфраструктурі, наскільки я розумію. Це вже очевидно, що це лінія, там понятно, к чому вона може привести.
All Ukrainian territory is under fire. At that, we are targeting not only substations, thermal power stations and whatnot. We've started launching strikes on gas infrastructure, as far as I understand. It's obviously a strategy, and it's obvious where this is taking Ukraine. Strikes of revenge. These are exactly strikes of our revenge, an expression of our hatred, a hatred that is absolutely sacred. They will remain without gas, light, without anything. They should freeze and rot. Ordinary citizens should take to the streets and put an end to the rule of Zelensky's Nazi regime. Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs expects an official apology from Hungary and the refutation of encroachments on the territorial integrity of Ukraine. Oleh Nikolenko, Foreign Office spokesman, wrote on his Facebook page. This message came after Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban showed up at a football match wearing a scarf depicting some Ukrainian and Romanian territory as part of Hungary. Propaganda in Hungary of the ideas of revisionism does not contribute to the development of Ukrainian-Hungarian relations and does not meet the principles of European politics, Nikolenko wrote. The Romanian Foreign Office and some EU MPs were first to react to the incident, with official Bucharest saying Orban's actions were inappropriate. The European Commission is providing another 2.5 billion euros for Ukraine. 18 billion euros are planned for 2023, with funding disbursed regularly, for urgent repairs and fast recovery, leading to a successful reconstruction. We will keep on supporting Ukraine for as long as it takes, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Twitter on Tuesday. The occupiers have completely destroyed 14 schools in the Kherson region and damaged 81 educational facilities. Currently, almost 65,000 school children of the region are studying online, reported Serhii Shkarlet, Minister of Education and Science, in a televised interview. The minister said that laptops have recently been delivered to the region in order to stabilize the education process.